It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena, Mayor Phil Goff, how are you?
Atamarie, Rachel. I am good, thanks, and pleased to be in at least level 2.5.
2.5, that's the one.
Yeah, and I celebrated that by having a coffee in Morningside with the Prime Minister yesterday afternoon.
Nice.
As we talked about, the challenges that we as a city and a country have in front of us. So it was good to see people out there wearing masks, keeping socially distant, but also celebrating that, you know, that extra freedom that we've got in being out of level three. But I'll emphasise it probably a dozen times, but that freedom comes with a responsibility, and the government in some ways has put it in our hands. We've got this extra freedom. We've still got the community transmission, though we think that we've circumscribed that. But if we've got that freedom, we have that responsibility to make sure we mask up, make sure we socially distance, make sure we get tested if we're ill, make sure that we, that we abide by all of those things that the health authorities say that we need to do to contain the disease.
Now, some people have been a little bit, I think, trepidatious or a bit nervous perhaps about moving down this level while we do still have case numbers coming out each day. And of course, the alert levels have been designed, as the government's reminded us, to allow for this. But what reassurances do you have for Aucklanders who are feeling a bit nervous perhaps about getting back out into public spaces and things, that that council facilities, for example, are going to be safe places for them to visit?
Yeah, look, all the council facilities, or not all of them, but nearly all of them, opened yesterday, but they opened with all of those safeguards that I was mentioning just before. So, you know, if you're going to the library, you're going to the swimming pool, there are things that you need to do. You need to make sure, you know, as I mentioned before, you socially distance, make sure that if you're ill, you don't go out anywhere and you get tested. But also use the contact app. I've been using it regularly, and I've got Google Maps on, so I'm being traced everywhere I go. But, you know, if we do, and look, we don't know how long COVID-19 is going to last in the world. It's just hit the 6 million mark. We've seen how devastating it's been across the Tasman for Melbourne. You know, over 500 deaths, thousands of new cases. So what we've got to do is say, yeah, look, it's great that we're getting back to normal, that businesses and people who couldn't work before now can work, earn an income, you know, struggle to survive in the hard world that we're in at the moment. But to preserve that, hey, we've just got to be that much more careful than before.
So,
and, you know, I just let me just get this one off my chest. I despair when I see these conspiracy theorists saying there's no such thing, you know, this is a plot against our nation and give us our freedom back. Look, we're all individuals. We enjoy our freedoms, but we're also part of a community, and being part of a community does carry that responsibility. Be real. Recognise the fact that there is that threat out there. If you're young, don't feel that you're bulletproof, because you can transmit that disease to your parents or your grandparents that may not be able to survive it. So it is a big responsibility on all of us.
Now, young people are also feeling anxious about this, and we've seen that in a lot of students not necessarily returning to school yesterday as well, and that might be a combo of families feeling nervous about it and young people. And of course, we've seen as well in the last couple of weeks that economic situations are also preventing some students from returning to school because they're working in essential jobs and things to support the family. What are some of your thoughts around this, and how can we help students feel safe in school while we do have community transmission, and help families feel like that is something that is viable for their kids at the moment?
Yeah, look, all the information that I'm getting from the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Health is that it is safe for the kids to go back to school, but that they need to follow the rules, as I've just been outlining, and the schools themselves are taking that seriously. I see some of the schools that have been associated in some way with the current cluster have asked all their kids to wear masks, and that's a perfectly responsible thing for the school to do if in the circumstances that is seen as necessary. But look, it is finding a balance. You know, I when I go out into the community, I talk to different groups of people, and people that perhaps you know, have got secure salary jobs, people that may be retired, that aren't being affected economically by the various levels of restrictions, are saying, look, maybe we should keep this in place longer. And people that are working in businesses where they can't work, and therefore their job's in jeopardy, and for the owners of the businesses are in jeopardy, are saying, hey, we can't keep doing this. We can't keep going into lockdown. So the government's walking a pretty fine line in balancing the needs of the country to survive economically and the needs of people to stay healthy and not be affected by the mass level of contagion and fatalities and the overwhelming of the hospital systems we've seen elsewhere. I think that, you know, with the odd mistake made here and there, they're doing pretty well, because New Zealand's doing pretty well compared to any other country in the world. But the big enemy for me is complacency. Look, most people I see out there doing the right thing. Some people, it's as if nothing was ever different in the world, and you know, it's this, you know, this human weakness that we have, that we sometimes think that we're bulletproof until we find out that we're not. So just be careful. Do follow the rules that are suggested. They're there for a purpose, and if we work together, we'll get through and back to those halcyon days of level one, where, you know, we had no community transmission. That's what we all want.
It is certainly what we all want. I just wanted to touch base on public transport and how that's going, because of course across the whole country now people have to wear masks to catch public transport, but that feels most pertinent for Aucklanders at the moment. Now, how is that going? Are we seeing a lot of masking on buses? Is there still a little bit of teething issues around that? And also, how is it being managed? Are we seeing masks handed out, for example, at big hubs downtown?
I think some of that's going on. Look, on the trains, overwhelmingly people are wearing the masks. You might have seen the TV shots last night, and it was hard to find a person not wearing a mask, and that becomes a bit of the social norm. Now, don't get me wrong, masks can be quite irritating. They drive me crazy. They make my face itchy, and I don't like talking in muffled tones, but it is necessary. You know, we've been through this. The science has evolved on it. And, you know, it's to keep others safe from you in case you have contagion, and it's to keep you safe from others. Buses, yep, most people, I think, complying. The bus driver's in a position where the bus driver's driving the bus and can't be the compliance officer as well. But the police are there from time to time, and they're taking an educative approach rather than a punitive approach at this stage. But there'll come a point in time where, you know, look, there's no reason not to have a mask. Anybody can wear a scarf. Anybody can fashion a mask. I've got a thing on my Facebook site, just a bit of self-publicity here, with a member of my staff showing how you can make a perfectly good mask out of a sock just by cutting the two ends off.
Nice.
And you know, it takes about 3 minutes to do, and you sacrifice a pair of socks, make sure they're washed. otherwise, you'll suffer the consequences. But look, you know, so there's no reason why people can't do that, and we're distributing, I think there's 3 million masks going out around through community groups, etc.
If people are wanting to get hold of a more substantial, or, you know, the disposable masks, but, you know, some people feel more comfortable using those, where should they be looking if their local supermarket doesn't have them in stock at the moment, which I know most supermarkets do right now, who can they contact, or where should they be looking for that?
Actually, if you go through most of the social organisations, the food banks, for example, are giving them out, and various social organisations are giving them out. You know, I went out yesterday and I bought I was wearing a paper mask, and I thought, oh, I'm meeting the Prime Minister, I'd better smarten up a bit. So the cafe itself was selling the mask, and this is a washable one, and it's pretty trendy, actually. And it cost me $10. Okay, you can. As I say, you can make one out of an old pair of socks, and that doesn't cost you anything. So They are accessible. You can get them if you want to go upmarket and be a bit trendy and get something special. That's great. If you just want to wear a paper mask, that's equally good. And if you want to make one out of a sock or a T-shirt, yeah, that's good too.
And the very last thing I just wanted to touch base on before we let you go, Phil, was access to testing stations. Are we still seeing sort of ease of access into the various spaces you can go and get a test around Auckland?
Yeah, look, they've opened up a whole lot of pop-ups. They're all registered online. If you watch something I put up on Facebook on Friday, you see me standing up on Bastion Point in the wind, freezing to death. I go through the list of some of the new pop-up stations, you know. But I noticed the one at Eden Park yesterday. We've got them all over the place at churches and other places. So they're easy to get, or any emergency clinic, you can check with your GP, and your GP will say whether you can get a test where you are. Who should get a test? If you've got any symptoms, get a test. If you've had any contact with a person that has it, absolutely get a test. If you've have any contact with a workplace or a school or a place where somebody suffering from the community transmission has been, get a test. But you don't have to get a test if you've got no symptoms and you haven't had any of those sort of contacts. So there was a bit of mis-messaging from somebody in the health department there. But if you've got a symptom, absolutely get that mm-hmm. test and ring first. Don't just turn up, don't stroll up to the GP. Ring first and they'll make provision for you, or they'll send you to a place where you can get safely tested. And they're all over Auckland at the moment, and they're wanting people to get tested if you come into those categories.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Phil. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, and hopefully we'll be making further progress next week. But 2.5 is a whole lot better than 3, and we're really glad we didn't go up to 4.
Exactly. Okay. Hey, thank you.
Okay.
See you later.
Take care. Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
It was.